Hello.
Oh, hi. I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for Grom Electric.
You're speaking. Talk to him.
Oh, hi. My name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
All right. Not too bad.
Good. Well, the reason for my call, we were calling to speak with you about listing you on the first page of Google for your services there using the keywords in the area. And you know when you do a search on Google, like electrician near me, for example, it'll show the map of the local area. It pops up in the middle of the page.
Mm-hmm.
And then next to that map, there's a list of some of the locals that service within that area. And as I'm sure you're aware, there are pages of results in Google, but on that first page, there's just a handful that'll fit in each area. Does that sound familiar?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's where we'd be listing you. And the reason you're getting this call today is they had one of those first page positions become available in your geographic area for the category. So we'll be calling through the area today to fill that open position there. And if we were to program you in to appear there, we can't accept any additional companies in from your territory who offer any of those same services. So that way you'll always be one of the local options for people. You know, at that moment that they're ready to make the call, you'll be there to catch them too. And that all makes sense so far, right?
Yep.
Beautiful. Okay, great. And a couple of questions. How long have you been in business there as Grom Electric?
I just opened up the company, but I've been in that field for about 18 years. My family owns Dubak Electrical Group, which has grown since I started. We had about 10 guys, and now there's about 700, and we're like worldwide. I opened up my company just because that way I'm not working directly for Dubak, and as a subcontractor, and I can get other jobs because I'm burnt out. I've worked 120 hours a week for like 10 years, and I mean I've worked all over the whole states and worked in chemical plants, oil refineries, like all the food plants. I've worked in like the high-end houses. I've built about 8 Amazons. So I opened up my own company just to have that kind of a freedom.
Wow, I can understand that. Okay, so now you have the freedom to work, not overwork yourself, right? And pick and choose the jobs that you want. And you're going to be servicing mainly the local area, or how far are you? Okay.
I mean, it depends. I mean, I got the knowledge to do pretty much anything. And if I ever need any guys, I have access to five families, our business, so
right.
It's never a problem with the manpower, and we open up our own school as well.
Like electrical school, like trade school?
Yep.
Oh, very cool. Okay. Yeah, my little brother went through one of those electric trade schools. He that worked out really well for him. And you don't have
Was it at Dubuque I University?
No, it was called a Wyotech.
Okay.
Wyotech University. I don't even know if it's still there. This was probably about 20 years ago, but that's what he ended up becoming, was an electrician. And I think they're still there. They do not just electric, but I think they do welding, like metal fabrication too. So it's, it worked out really well for him. So you have a school too, or Dubuque has a school that you can pull, from?
Dubuque has got a school. EGA voted 24th the best electrical contractor in the nation.
Wow.
On the ABC, program thing.
Okay. And you're doing mainly, like now that you're out on your own as Grom Electric, are you doing commercial electric or like light industrial or residential?
I'm doing it all. It's, I know a lot of, since I've been in the field, I know a lot of people. So it's like they always call me, but I've done houses, I've done office spaces, trucking, office in a warehouse, a car wash. My wife owns the second biggest car wash manufacturing company out of Maywood, and I'm currently doing a job there right now. And I also go to like trade shows, and I set up for their trade show.
Right. Oh, the trade booth.
Every
okay.
year for the car wash. Yeah, it's intense. It's you set up the whole car wash and you get the belt running and then like the conveyors and the brushes like spinning for 2 days, and then you take it all apart the next, like after like 3 days, you spent like $2 million on everything, but you have to be there, because if you're not, people wonder, where are they at?
Where's the electrician?
So.
Right. Okay. Okay. Well, it sounds like the timing might be good. And I'm sorry, my name again is Tara. Who am I speaking with?
Milos.
Milos.
Milos Dubak.
Nice to meet you, Milos. Well, why don't I do this? Why don't I pull up the pricing for that position that they have available there today on Google? And then that way, if you decide that you want that spot, we can go from there. Does that sound good?
Okay.
Okay, so the good news is you're new. So you can qualify for the promotional rate that they have. It's a reduced rate just for our newer companies. So I'm grabbing my regional manager for the area to apply that rate reduction for me. And I will get you that pricing right now. And then that way, if you decide that you want that spot, we can go from there. Does that sound good?
Yep.
Okay, let me grab that. I'm just grabbing my director to apply that rate. Give me one moment here. And I'm grabbing that now. Sorry for the delay. Okay, that's Chris. Here he comes.
All right. Thank you, Tara. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah, is this Milos?
Yes, it is.